You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't get fooled by the
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented by the Plain Pipes Trades Employees Union. I'm your host, Rusty, and then across from us we got Pickles. How are you, buddy? Good morning.
Good morning, Rusty. Good to have you back, mate. We're definitely limping through. I think the energy's at an all-time low today, so yeah, we're going well, mate. Thanks for having me.
Lovely, lovely, buddy. And Woz, how are you, mate?
Ryan, I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Just having a sip of me coffee, getting ready to rock and roll.
We're all sucking on the coffee at the minute.
That's it. Forgot me vape. Had to go back home for that. But anyway, lovely.
Been a big year. We're all running on fumes at the minute, I think. But we'll get through it. We'll make another... This is the last show, I think.
Yeah, it is, mate. Yeah, it's the last
show. Make sure we tell them this year so they're not... What is it like on the 27th of December? We don't come in and they're like, where are these guys?
Yeah, so, true. God love them.
Was there a time where Killer came in once and had a show by himself?
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah, that's it. He did. God, he's mad.
A one-man show.
Anyway, and Herx, how are you, mate?
Very well, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy. Good. Morning, actually, you and Pickles have changed spots.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to say, he's got him before me. Over there. Yeah, there you go. Lovely, lovely.
He's got the backrest.
It's spinning us out today, isn't it?
Yeah, everyone's that's it, mate.
Different positions.
Bit of dominoes, mate. Musical chairs. All right, we'll get straight into it. Pickles, what's been happening, buddy? You've been all over the place recently. You've got lots of work going on.
Yeah, we've been running around everywhere, mate. We're obviously down in the valley the other day. For picnic day, just sort of checking out what's going on down there. It is quite quiet down there, unfortunately, at the moment, but next year hopefully it does sort of wind up. This week I was out in Dandenong. I didn't really think that it was going to start, but I was out at the site, which is currently just a old soccer pitch sort of area, but that's going to be a $2 billion job for Dandenong. So I was out there with brother Spike from who's taking care of the
Is that the one for the soccer?
No, it's not happening anymore. So they're going to do an urban renewal down there now.
20,000 seats.
So they're going to do like a big urban renewal there, which doesn't have the stadium in it anymore.
Yep.
Just catching up with everyone. It's always a nice time of year to see all the contractors, all the other reps from other unions, and sort of just say thanks and a bit of a catch up before Christmas. So yeah, it's been good, but at the end of the day, we're all hanging out for that 3 weeks off. It is 3 weeks this year. And then a lot of people do take those extra couple of weeks before they go away. So before they come back after Australia Day. And it's going to be a doozy next year. We're just having a conversation before that we've actually got some contractors that are putting on people as late as yesterday. So there are contractors out there that are still really busy. And then next year... I'll let Herc touch on it because he's got a vast majority of the work, but there is absolutely crap loads of work coming up. Good for everyone to sort of reduce the anxiety a little bit, knowing that is there for 2025. So yeah, no, looking forward to the break crust and onwards and upwards.
Yeah, that's it, buddy. And you're right, there is a lot of work coming up, and traditionally, sometimes, you know, a lot of the jobs, like builders, as we always say, they think the jobs is going to grow legs and, I guess, all wheels and just drive away. Obviously, that doesn't happen. But in saying that, there's a few jobs that try to get across the line, got handover dates, all that sort of stuff. And, they do employ our members, you know what I mean? That extra loan labour, I guess you could say, stuff like that, just to get across the line. So,
and I think with the coming back over Christmas, a few people have tried it on maybe jobs that aren't really essential, maybe some apartments or something like that. wanting to come back on the 2nd or something like that, or the 6th, and that's been put to bed pretty quickly, which is a credit to all the unions. I guess if it's an essential service like Footscray Hospital and stuff like that, that's a different story. But I think the dispensation has been pretty light on, which has been nice. Everyone gets to have their break.
Yeah. And it's a good break this year.
So you know, good, isn't it?
20th to the 14th is a standard lockdown. That's huge. That's a week more than we've had for ages.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Was so,
I don't know. I wouldn't be willing to throw any of that away.
Yeah, I know. Definitely not. I know. Nah, and how are you anyway, Woz? What's going on, mate? There's
survived,
a lot.
I survived our trip up to Wodonga for picnic, despite your best efforts behind the wheel.
Yeah, I know. I tried to stack it a few times, so.
That was a good day out there. That was good. Fozzie does a good job.
Yeah, he does, mate.
Getting it all together, so.
A few prizes the members won, which was awesome.
Santa turned up. The kids were stoked. They all got a...
The regional picnics, I'm going to put it out there, are more fun than the Melbourne picnic.
You know what? The regional picnics remind me of when I was a kid at Moonee Valley. They were doing running races. Couldn't believe my eyes. Running races down the straight at Wodonga. Mm. So.
Yeah, that's it. And the kids obviously had gift vouchers, won prizes, all that sort of
stuff.
Shout
out to that young kid who reckons he hasn't lost a running race since he was 3. He was 8, so 5
he ended
straight,
up winning
not
bad. He ended up winning a Bunnings voucher, God love him, right? You can go buy some boots or a friggin' hammer or something with it, right?
And the food accessibility is a lot better. I think I had a donut, a lemonade, and a sausage in my hand all at once. Because you didn't have to wait in a line, you know.
Oh, mate, I had a chicken snitty roll. It was pretty good, actually.
I tried everything. Hot dog, chips, chicken snitty roll. What else? Ice cream.
The Santa. Garbage disposal, Rusty.
Yeah, I was.
Doesn't put any weight on, though.
Yeah, mate. One of the girls went and sat on me lap because I was Santa, and she goes, where's your belly? I'm thinking... It's a crack horse, Santa. Anyway, can we say that?
We can say it. It's Christmas.
Bad Santa.
Santa's been on a Zimpic this year, love.
Yeah, that's it. So, awesome was it. Awesome,
that
buddy.
That was good. That was a good trip up there. My area, St Kilda Road, is getting ready to go Bunta next year. They're all starting to come up to ground level. So, by March next year, it'll be chaos down there, which will be nice. Got some reps lined up for those jobs.
Well, they're big jobs.
And they're all really close, so hopefully they don't conspire like against me.
They're all like 200... They're all 200 million plus, aren't they? They're big jobs.
Civil's kicking on, so we'll be pushing to...
Suburban Rail Loop.
Pushing to get a rep at Suburban Rail, pushing to get a rep at the other sections there. Mm. North East Link in the first part of next year.
That's it.
You know, our contractors, we might not win all the work, but they win enough of it that we... You know, we deserve representation, so they'll be getting it.
Yeah, definitely, mate. No, awesome. Good report back. And Herx, my friend. Morning. How you going? Are you in the nut house yet or what? With all the work that you've freaking got coming up? I saw another runway, or should I say it was, I think we might have spoken about last time, the runway that was announced or whatever it is, the third Terminal 3 or something?
Yeah, the third runway at Melbourne Airport, officially being announced, so... Yeah. With all that, the new terminal's about $12 billion worth of work coming up at the airport, so that's sending me crazy. Last week, found out about an elite park that's going to be built there as well. It's a $500 million DFO setup. That's like the initial plan, so that could blow up to $1 billion as well.
Lovely.
And that's not even at the airport. That's sort of next to the airport on Sharps Road. So,
Is that where all the car dealerships and stuff is, yeah? Is that where it is?
Close to that. Close to that, so... Yep. Just another $1 billion job.
Just another billion. Yeah.
So the Tullamarine really, it's taken off. Like with all the data centers out there, they're all kicking off early next year. CPP have one valued around $700 million. That's kicking off February, March next year. Lendlease's data center in Craigburn's kicking off in, I believe, the same time. So one of our good contractors is in the running to win that to start with, which is good. What else? And the social housing, as we're talking about before the show, the social housing in Carlton's kicking off. Cinta Island announced it on the social media page last week.
I know you sent me the one in Collingwood as well.
There's one in Collingwood, exactly. There's
Hoddle Street, lovely. Yep.
And they've all been fast-tracked. Another one in Coburg. Mm. So it's all been fast-tracked, which is good.
Back in their traditional heartlands. We should build a few more in Toorak.
Yeah.
Brighton.
They don't tend to build them in my area because all the locals hit the streets and object to them. It's quite...
All the blue bloods finally band together and go on a strike.
Exactly right.
Hey, darling. Hey, I can't. I can't look at that.
We can't have the slightly less fortunate living near us. Think of the property value.
Yes, I got to go count my millions.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all good. We all live where we live, and we travel to those areas to make a bit more.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
Robin Hood never stole from the merry men.
True.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, no, awesome. So, yeah, a lot of Christmas parties coming up as well, as traditionally as we say. We won't go into what dates they are.
Oh, I know.
Depends who you talk to. It's just, I think since the start of December might have been one big Christmas party for a couple of them.
A lot of sandwiches.
I don't want to look at a steak ever again.
the events manager's been quite busy.
Exactly. It's been pretty hectic, but it's I think reflectively it's been a year of contrast. I think with first 6 months we're flying, weren't we? We're all going along pretty
untouchable,
easy. Everyone was cruising, and then
EBA's flying through.
It's been a
record membership as well.
Yeah, pretty tough. Yeah. It was a pretty tough first 6 months. Pretty easy first 6 months. Tough few months, and then last couple months have been pretty good, guys. That's Herc said. What's that record membership for the union?
Yep.
Yeah,
what is it? It's about 17,000 members.
Maybe 70.
Yeah, I might have pumped it up there a bit. Right?
Yeah, it's a massive record for. And I think all of us have definitely been out there sort of trying to represent the union and sign people up and
being organised.
Exactly.
Easy sell.
Exactly. Right. I had a gentleman retire the other day, and he's kept his union membership going at full whack. You know what I mean? He's the benefits are still there for him that actually outweigh for him and his wife. It's actually cheaper to continue his membership going, and he's not even working. So
his travel insurance. He'll be traveling right, Rossi.
180 days a year for him and his partner.
Yep, and he'll be traveling, mate.
And that's the thing. If you use your membership, it's, as I said, the guy's retired and he's still using it. So it says a lot for the union that people are sort of in that position of doing that.
Did they know Simon retired?
Hope you're listening, brother.
Simon Thailand's, right? The old Thailand special.
Just insane for all the membership, record membership. Everyone, you know, like people say, continuing their membership after retirement. There is some scabs out there, so we will find you.
Yep. There's 1,200 of them.
Yeah. Yep.
No, there's a couple in particular that want to take everything but not give anything back. So
it's really disappointing, mate.
Freeloaders.
Really disappointing. Freeloaders,
yep.
Yep.
Remember the old poster with the wheelbarrow and had a bloke in there and had another bloke pushing it?
Yeah.
Do you remember those posters?
Yeah.
They're pretty old. They're about 10, 15 years old.
Yeah.
I know you guys are pretty good with that. It's actually a bit scary how good you guys are at it. So, but yeah, no, awesome guys. Well, we're pretty much halfway through, eh? So we'll kick over to a song. Was you picked this one. It's actually... Brings back a few memories, mate. Home Alone, is it?
Home Alone.
Yeah, lovely. You know,
'tis the season, as they say.
What Christmas, the Drifters. Let's kick over.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where those treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow, the snow. But then I am dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days, may your days be merry and bright. And may all your Christmases be white.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and the children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Yeah, 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 I'm dreaming of a white Christmas,
Christmas is B-Y-I-D.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Just like that, we're back. Hey, we got a text message via the break just then from...
Yeah, we did.
We won't say who. I'll let you run with it.
We always get plenty of them from our listeners.
Yeah, especially... Now,
look, big shout out to our Steve. Steve Mantell at Mini Valley Racecourse.
What a legend.
On Icon's job. Doing an outstanding job. No, he's killing it out there. So all the Steve, Femi, Bill and Dennis. And I think there's... someone else out there? Is there a
what's that?
There's something. There's a nickname I call him, and the last word ends in liquor. I won't say the first word.
Real short guy.
Yeah, real tiny. Yeah, he's about 5 foot.
Yeah, tiny. Yeah, tiny.
No good at footy.
What are you talking about? His height or something else?
Yeah. Rubbish left foot.
His old man couldn't play footy either.
The local member.
The local member. Exactly right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Good morning, Barnsley.
I just got a bit of feedback on the song. Apparently it sounds like a doctor's waiting room. Thanks, Dave.
Shenbury.
Oh, Shenbury.
I thought it was quite good, actually. I thought it was a nice little Christmas tune to get us going for the...
That doesn't get you up and about.
Wait till Dave Neil Photoshop something about it. Or makes a video.
Speaking of a wizard... What a absolute champion.
Barnsley, C-U-N, I won't repeat the last letter.
we love the shout-outs from the listeners. We don't embarrass you at all, boys. So they're doing a great job out there, guys, as well at Mooney Valley. I know there's you've had a big run into Christmas. So to all the reps out there, keep up the good work, boys. You're all doing a fantastic job. It's never easy to be a rep on a site. Especially at this time of year. So, yeah, well done, fellas.
Even that job as well. Like, it's a 7-year project. We're knocking down the stadium at Mini Valley Racecourse, building more apartment towers and building a whole new stadium on the other side. So, it's a massive job. So,
God, you wouldn't have a gambling problem living there, would you? You'd just be sitting there at the track. I used to
live in Ascot Vale, and I'll tell you what, mate. It's a beautiful place to live, but you're not out from. I remember some of the pubs that you go to, obviously, around there.
Yeah.
You got all these blokes. They'd be about, 60, 70 years old.
Yeah.
Right, their hands are shaking. Yeah. The whole works, right? Full-blown drunks, just gambling every day.
What a life.
Right? And they were loaded, too, so they must have been doing something right.
Exactly. I couldn't buy a win, unfortunately, mate.
That's it. Yeah. Yep. As good as Ramsey is, eh? Ramsey shit on the punt.
We actually got a photo of the boys doing the workout today. I know they'll be listening. 105 years between them. Good on you, boys. You're putting all us to shame, I think. Doing the boxing and stuff like that. I think I'd probably last about 5 minutes.
No, they've done well all year, and it shows.
Also to Marksy,
fighting fit,
Marksy as well, putting up with them as well, mate. You deserve an award, mate.
A medal.
Talk about the brain trust, Marksy. Sorry, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Poor Marksy, dealing with those two and Levi as well. So now, well done, boys. It's a credit. It's an absolute credit.
The photo looks like Simon's worked out definitely. He's red, sweaty. I can barely just jumped out of the shower.
Yeah,
he'd be standing there like a peacock with his bits hanging out, right, on his little tile that he's got just hanging out the back. Of the car park there, he just goes and walks on the with no towel, nothing, just standing with it all hanging out.
You don't want to get to the office too early on a Thursday.
Nah.
Exactly right.
No, you get an eyeful, mate. It's nothing good to look at either. It's like a miniature. Yeah.
I reckon I'll be joining them next year.
New recruit.
Yeah. We've got a commitment on the
live on the air
on the 12th of December. It's like gym memberships. Yeah. First of January or 2nd of January, it's full.
Yeah, I don't have a gambling problem, but if I had all the money I'd spend on gym memberships back in my wallet, I'd be loaded.
I
bought a gym membership after a fight with my wife one day, telling her I was going to get fit, and I used it once.
I get messages from the gym saying, oh, please rejoin. I'm like, I've been paying you for 3 years.
Who's gym? Bloody hell. Keep texting me. Exactly right.
It's not cheap either. It's like, what is it, $600-700 plus you got your joining fee, all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty pricey. So, yep. But in saying that, it's good for your health. So, you know, we promote it.
We're a picture of health, aren't we? Except for Hercules, yeah. he's the Adonis. He's the
yeah, I know. No, he goes to the gym all the time.
He was just telling us before that he's got a PTEU shirt on one of the old shirts.
Yeah, I know. That's
it's 10 years old and it looks brand new because it's taken him 10 years to fit back into it. So, well done, Hercs. You're cutting it up.
All my shirts look brand new because I keep growing out of them. I have to buy bigger ones.
Me too. I think we'll both be shopping it. What's the one that shops like the...
Oh, Johnny.
Johnny Big. Don't knock Johnny Big, mate.
Yeah, Johnny Big.
Yeah. Comfortable for the larger gentleman, for sure.
Big and tall shop.
Yeah, but anyway, guys,
obviously a few other things coming up towards the end of the year. As I said, Christmas parties, all that sort of stuff. Obviously, there's a lot of, as we spoke about earlier, or you did, Pickles, a lot of jobs, as you said, that are trying to, I guess, get dispensation, all that sort of stuff. You know, our committee of management made a decision, right, for obviously not for anyone. If there hasn't been a job that's obviously been agreed to come back early, well, you can get stuffed now. Mm. You know what I mean? So,
and I think the last year I had on the 19th or whenever it was, the last day of the Christmas parties, I had people calling me up saying, oh, what do I get if I'm working over this period? Or what's the thing? What do I get, basically? What's the deal? Guys, if you've been asked to work... let us know if we don't know about it. Pardon me, because at the end of the day, you are entitled to those triple time or comparative to what the other unions are earning on site.
Mm.
So if you get any less of that, or you've been asked to work, just give us a quiet call, and we can facilitate the rest, guys. You shouldn't be working over this time. And yeah, if you are with agreement, it's you'll be rewarded for it as well.
Yeah, don't do a deal outside the agreement. And without your organiser or your shop steward or your health and safety representative or whatever you want to call it, right? Make sure we're informed and we know what's going on because you will get ripped off, right? We can't have that.
Yeah. So if you cut the union out, you'll cut a rubbish deal. So,
yep.
You need us involved.
Yeah, most definitely. I think, do we want to touch on I guess something we had this week was just the court case in Canberra with the... With the CFMU and everyone like the information that we've got so far isn't really much. I think the findings will come out in February.
Yeah, on Tuesday it was.
Yeah, which come out in February. So guys, if you have been sort of following that, as I know a lot of our listeners have been, the results of that won't come out for a little while. Just
hold tight. Wait till next year.
Yeah, and what was the thing that we had up there? The union. What did they call it? All the groups of union.
Oh, the BIG union, as far as what their actual delegation was called.
Yeah, yeah.
Nine different unions or something.
Different unions, separating from the ACTU. So Jake Earl, the guys from Queensland were up there as well.
Gary. Gazza.
Gaz Paz.
Yeah.
Gaz Paz.
I saw Paris. He's got more bald at the back. He's got a little hole happening right at the back of his head.
Sunroof.
I could tell straight away it was him.
It's all the sunshine on the back of the head up there, mate. It kills the hair. So, yeah, there was a delegation up there from all the good unions.
Theo was up there as well.
Theo does a great job. Separating from the ACTU and creating their own delegation as such, yet to be named. So it was good to have all the guys there. And next general meeting, we'll do a report back to all the members as well. When Jake and Earl are there, they'll let you all know.
Awesome, guys. Mm. Is there anything else we want to say before we go? Because we're sort of getting towards the end.
Just calendars. RDA calendars have been out and about now for the last probably 6 weeks. If you haven't got one, give an organiser a call. Ask your shop steward. Give Billy Ramsey a call. There's plenty there at the office.
Just like to say, as fun and as joyous as this time of the year is, sometimes it's not for some people.
100% work.
If you've got problems or you know you're not feeling right, reach out to us, reach out to Inklink, reach out to ADA, whoever you need to get the help and support you need to get through this period because, it should be a good time with your family, not a bad time. So.
Yeah, some people can be doom and gloom when they don't have, you know, some people work is their whole life, I guess you could say, and sometimes when they don't have work, some bad things can happen. I'm not being rude, I'm just saying.
Exactly right. And those numbers, that Incolink 24-hour number, will be available all over Christmas. And at the end of the day, guys, if you need us as well, I'm sure Sure, there also will be someone from the union as well. There will be someone on call if it is really super urgent as well, guys.
Call the office and it gets redirected, obviously. I think too worried. Organiser's phone.
I think man, Rusty got about 3,000 calls over Easter.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was a lot. But at the end of the day, guys, we are there for you. We do have a process there. So if you are in need or really do need something, those numbers will be available for you. And as Warwick said, guys, it can be a really tough time. Really
you
tough
know,
time.
There's lots of families out there. Maybe you don't get to spend this time with your kids at Christmas. And
that's exactly right.
Or whatever else it might be.
Yep.
And you've got just reach out. You don't need to try and fix it yourself. You know, we've got that many people in our corner that there's someone out there that can fix it for you. So. Yeah.
What other industry has it? It doesn't exist.
No. All that sort of support.
The safety net that we've got in this industry is incredible. I just wish more people would use it, to be honest.
And so thanks to the unions as well,
and
guys.
Just before we go as well, guys, the travel insurance cut-off date, I believe, is...
Tomorrow.
13th, yeah.
Yep. So, guys, if you haven't got your travel insurance in yet...
I know Joffa did.
Well done, Jeff. Where's he going?
He got a mention.
Where's he going, the big fella?
He's off to the States.
Oh, is he really? Back to the homeland for him. Yeah.
Good on him.
We actually had I was looking at our Facebook today. And we had a comment on there that someone was like, get Joffa on there and get the stiffs off. I was like, what is
that? How much did that cost you, Joffa?
I know. I didn't know the gentleman. He looked like a retired member, to be honest. Yeah. But he was, you can see how popular.
Joffa's fake account.
Yeah. Exactly. How popular he is. And everyone deserves a good holiday, guys. So. For myself, it's been a pleasure being on here this year and really appreciate it. Listeners, have a very Merry Christmas and we'll go from there. Burke, you got to do a sign off, mate. The dulcet tones.
Nah, appreciate it. It's been a big year from EBAs to governments going ballistic to even myself getting to come on the road this year. Appreciate it. It's been wild and I look forward to continuing on next year. So thanks, everyone.
Bigger and better next year.
Exactly right.
Yep.
That's it, guys.
Michael Fenwick.
I don't know how Hirsch is going to make it any bigger. Mm. He hasn't stopped. Hirsch is going to drive around on his holidays for more jobs.
That's the hard thing when you've got jobs in your area. You're always always having a look
at
it. You can't help it.
Yeah, I've got two jobs at the end of my street. So
I'll have to speak to my number one fan, Phil Ross, to jump back on Facebook and request me some more.
Come on, Phil.
Nah, lovely. All right, guys.
Well done, Russ. Thanks for hosting, mate.
No worries. Adios.
you've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.